let's see. The last player, we'll figure that out. Right fielder? Okay. Brooklyn Dickey? All right. We got it. So, again, this was a game-time switch of lineups. I apologize for not being so smooth, but we're figuring out as they go. Bulldogs have taken the field and are starting to warm up here for the first pitch of the ball game. And Ithaca coming off an impressive tournament at Royal on Saturday, a couple of wins and over some good schools, Royal and Melrose Medoro, the Royal Triangular. For Ithaca's softball schedule slows down just a little bit, except for the fact that they have a doubleheader planned on Thursday night, so no game until Thursday when they play Lafarge, and then back to get around the conference again with a game at North Crawford. That's coming up on Monday. Seneca preparing for a game tomorrow night. They'll host Boscobel, which will be a tough challenge for them, and then they'll be at Viroqua on Thursday, and they'll play coming up on Monday of next week against Lafarge. Throw down to second base. We're just about set for the opening batters here from Seneca tonight, here from the Ithaca softball diamond. Coming in to bat is Brittany Heise, so she'll stand in and get ready. Tonight's game, William White calling the balls and strikes. Brian Alvin on the base paths. First pitch of the game is down low. One ball and no strikes. Lewis, the starting pitcher the last time we were here, Bulldogs victory over Riverdale. Back in and toes the rubber again. Here comes the pitch. Taken for a strike at the knee. One ball and one strike. Fans coming in here not as bundled up as they were on Saturday. That was brutal. Oof. Boy, oh boy. Felt more like November than it did April, that's for sure. Today a lot better. 1-1 is lifted in the air behind first base, and it's looking foul and out of play. That'll go as strike two on Brittany Heise. Seneca Royals coming in, co-coached by Erica Clark and Emily Hall. 1-2 offering coming up from Lewis. Lau with the glove up. Here's the pitch. Changeup got a little bit high and out of bounds. It's 2-2. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Bulldogs with a lot of chatter on the infield. Here's the pitch down low. That's ball three. And the count goes full. Bulldogs facing the first batter, and Heise has coaxed to a full count now. Lewis back to the rubber, and here's the pitch. That's going to be down low, and Seneca has a base runner. One aboard for Addison Davison. Wearing number nine. Seneca in its royal blue uniforms. Wide open stance for Davison, and she is ready. Here's the pitch from Lewis, down low, and it pops by, and Heise is down to second base. So a runner at second now for Seneca. Right out of the gate here. They've got a runner in scoring position without the aid of a base hit. And the Royals will try to take advantage now. Davison steps in. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Big pitch and a big swing by Davison. Same two schools playing softball. Lower diamond here at Ithaca tonight. Should be a good game as well. Bulldog baseball team coming in undefeated at 6-0. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. The runner leaning but now going back to second base. Count at 2-1. Sunshine draping across the field now here at Ithaca. Wind blowing a little bit out of the west, southwest. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. Holly King over in foul ground. She's got it with a nice play. Runner stays at second base. So there will be one away for Kylie Stoluka. So Luca standing in now, the runner still at second base for three hitter for the Royals. Lewis back to the rubber, and here comes the pitch. Pop foul and out of play. Nothing in one. So foul a number of them off over into the weeds on the far side. A little bit easier to find, being that it is a yellow ball. Back in for the next pitch. There's the deal. That one hangs around the strike zone. 1-1. Kylie Chambers due next with one away in the opening inning. Eyes back to second base. Lewis toes the rubber, and here's the pitch. That's taken down low for a ball. 2-1 to the batter. Bulldogs have a pretty deep bench, and they co-op with Weston for the JV portion of the schedule. There's a chopper foul, third base side, 2-2. Weston does not have a varsity softball team this year. But they contribute five players for a junior varsity squad here, co-op with Ithaca. Not a lot of Ridge and Valley teams have the JV teams, but get a few games along the way. Swing and a miss by Stoluka. And that is going to do it for her. Ari Lewis with a changeup. There are two away, and that'll bring up Kylie Chambers. Chambers, the cleanup hitter, and she is a lefty as well. Runner still at second base for Seneca. And Chambers, first lefty of the day, standing in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Fastball by Lewis. Almost looked like Chambers was trying to punch one down the third base line there. Going opposite way. Back and ready now, the pitcher. Back to second base is Hines. Lewis set to work. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes. These two pitches are the best that Lewis has thrown in the ballgame. Really strong outside corner. And the batter going after him. Now nothing in two. Chambers back in. Lewis walks back to the circle. And here we go. The 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss. They got her on three pitches. That will do it. Lewis and the Bulldogs keep them from scoring, although Seneca had a runner at second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. After a half inning of play here at the Ithaca Softball Diamond, it's Seneca nothing and the Bulldogs coming to bat. An area girls softball from WRCO Sports.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Bridget Hall is in the circle for Seneca. Rhea Wallen is behind the plate. Kylie Chambers at first base. Brittany Hines at second. Addison Davison at short. Ava Syme is at third. Cameron Lenzendorf in left. Kylie Stoluka at center. And Carson Thoma is in right field. Ari Lewis stands in for the Bulldogs, and we're ready to go in the bottom half of inning number one. Hall with the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Holly King playing first base, hitting second. And Josie Lau, the catcher, hits third for Coach Paula Bolin and the Bulldogs. Here comes the working of pitch number two, and that one is high. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. All very fast pitcher. He is ready to roll again, and Lewis standing in. Here comes the pitch. That one is lifted toward first base side and drifting out of play. Strike one. Softball comes out. Seneca playing right right around straight in all fields, shallower in left field. 2-1 coming up for Ariana Lewis. There it is, Factor away, and it's a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Count even up now for Lewis. Back in after calling time, and the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Bridget Hall. It's down low, it hit her in the ankle. And Lewis is aboard. Hit by a pitch. He's all right. Bulldogs can't afford to lose another pitcher by injury. Just joining us, starting pitcher Olivia Young went out after injury in warm-ups. See that very often. Here comes Holly King, the pitch, runner going, bunted foul outside of third for strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Ball goes back to Bridget Hall, whose sister pitched for Seneca in the past. He's back and ready to rock and roll, and Holly King is in with the batter, runner at first base. Here's the pitch, inside and hitter. So two aboard now as Lewis goes to second, King at first, and the batter will be Josie Lau. A strong wind blowing in from left center field. Be a pretty tough task to get one over the fence here tonight, but you never know. I've said that many a game, and then I watched one fly over the fence, so you never know. Runners at 1 and 2. Here's the pitch, butted, third base side, and foul. Strike one. One of the most memorable times I said that was the Gazanovia Reds 1999 championship. Randy Newman at the plate, and I just got them saying, boy, there's such a strong wind, I don't think anybody can get one out of here today. And Franks went out in the 12th inning, so you never know. Batter back in. Nothing in one. Ball ready to work. Wallen with a glove up. The pitch is outside. Runner's going. Throw to third. Now they've got the runner in between and a runner at second base. Throw back to second. It's off the glove of the shortstop into center field. And the Bulldogs are going to score a run as Lewis comes all the way around to score. And now the ball rolls into the middle of the infield. Nobody is there. That'll allow Holly King to go to third. 1-0 Bulldogs without a hit here in the opening inning. And a 1-1 count now on the batter. Josie Lau with plenty of opportunities to step up. She is in and ready to roll. Hall shows the rubber. Here comes the pitch. That one is called outside. 2 balls and a strike. Gang back at third base. Coach Paula Boland is an aggressive coach at third base. Any inkling that there might be a window of opportunity, and she'll send that runner home. 2-1 offering. It's lifted in the air behind first base. Drops in. Fair ball. And the Bulldogs score. Josie Lau gets a single down the right field line. Perfectly placed. And it is 2-0. First hit for the Bulldogs. And the hitter will be Kaylee Newkirk. Kaylee in with a runner at first base. Nobody out in the opening inning. Bridget Hall. Wheels and deals. And that one is lifted high in the air. Left center field. The center fielder is back. And she's got it. Pulls it in for out number one. Josie Lau heads back to first base. That'll bring up Alyssa Muller. Alyssa playing at third base today. Drives in from the right side. Lau back at first with good speed. Here's the pitch, runner going, and it is a bunt foul outside of third for strike one. Nothing in one. So far, the Bulldogs have attempted 3 bunts in the opening inning. They've not been able to get them between the lines. Snap of the plate, and back in now is Muller. Bridget Hall set to work. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner going. Throw to second off the mark. And that'll allow Lau. No, she's going to stay at second. She popped up like she was going to third, but it was backed up nicely by Kylie Stoluka in center field. So stolen base for the Bulldogs. Two strikes on the batter. All back to work. And here's the pitch. Change it down low. Lau going about halfway to third, but now will stay at second base. One ball and two strikes. Muller calls time. And now is ready. Hall with the 1-2 offering. And the pitch outside. Count even. Stacey Maxwell due next. Bulldogs with a quickly changed lineup before game time. Players around. Injury. Lau is back to second base. And the 2-2 offering. All is set. The pitch outside. Full count now. Three balls and two strikes to the batter. Typical Weston track team. Method of practice. They were running around the school. Ready for their next meet coming up tomorrow night. Kickapoo, the Lee Griffin invite. Full count offering. The pitch lifted to right center and deep, and that is going to gap all the way to the fence. Scoring is Josie Lau. Muller is wheeling around second, coming in toward third, and she's there with a triple. 3-0. Hold on. That was a well-hit ball, slicing the other way. It looked like my old golf swing. It just kind of shanked right into the right center field gap. RBI triple. And get only one away. Here's J.C. Maxwell. Paul toes the rubber. And the pitch lifted in the air to center field. Center fielder coming over. She's got it with a running grab. Now Muller tags. Throw comes home. She'll hold now. There are two away. The line drive by Maxwell is well played for the second out. And this is Brindley Wallace. Brindley batting in the designated player spot today. Haley Fleemer on the other side, playing the flex and left field. Runner at third. Here's the pitch. That is called outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Fans continuing to file in here. Lots of good snacks and treats down below tonight. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Jenny Lau's got some fine home cooking going down there. 1-1, the offering to Brindley Wanless. Bridget Hall with the pitch. Swing and a miss by the batter. 1-2 now. Muller hanging at third. Bulldogs with three runs across in this opening inning. Wallen with a glove up, and Hall set to work. Here comes the next pitch to Brindley Wallace. It's lifted to left field. Shallow left. Lenzendorf had her played pretty well, and she'll haul it in along the left field line. Would have been a fair ball. She hauls it in for out number three. The Bulldogs score a total of three times on two base hits. There was an error and one left on. An inning complete. 3-0, Ithaca leads Seneca in area softball from WRCO Sports.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No. No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Raya Wallen takes a strike, and we're underway in the top of the second inning. 3-0 Bulldogs. The next pitch is outside and low, and it's 1-1. Wallen will be followed by Ava Syme and Bridget Hall. They are the 5, 6, and 7 batters. There's a pitch below, a little bit low, and it's 2-1. Bulldogs taking advantage of couple of walks, actually a couple of hit people, and then moving on with a couple of real key hits in that opening inning. This one is high for a ball, and it's 3-1 to Wallen. Seneca certainly has had success over the years in area softball. Our good friend Diane Yeager coached him for a long, long time. Used to always enjoy seeing her. 3-1 is called strike two. 3-2. Although not all, I'm sure the coaches were always happy to see her with the teams that she had. But certainly a lot of success. Paula Boland played for Seneca. A little trivia for you. Graduate of Seneca, coaching in Ithaca. There is strike three called on Wallen, and there is one away. So dating back to last inning, Ari Lewis has three strikeouts in a row. And here is Ava Syme. Paula was on one of those state teams in 1991 or 92. Maybe she was on both of them. Probably was. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. I remember seeing Seneca there. Seeing him along the way. Richland Center was had a state team in that era as well. Nothing in one. Ari Lewis's pitch. Swung on and missed. Nothing in two. Fastball from Lewis. Right at the batter. Now, Syme is back and ready. Lewis approaches the rubber, and here's the pitch. That one is low for a ball. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Now the batter back in. Here's the offering. The pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes on Ava Syme, playing third base today for Seneca. I think the outfield has been groomed and manicured since the last time we were here. Noticed quite a few lawnmowers out. I haven't gotten motivated myself yet. Swinging strike, and Syme is out. So strikeout number four and all have come in succession for Ari Lewis, the Bulldog pitcher. She'll face Bridget Hall. All the pitcher for Seneca. There's the deal. Fouled back for strike one. Nothing in one to the batter. Problem with mowing is once you start, you got to keep doing it, you know, every week. So say that I'm holding off. Kind of like when you start shaving. I started a couple weeks ago, and you got to keep doing it. Or you should anyway. Nothing in one to the batter. Lewis with a pitch, bounced on the infield, picked up by Muller from third, throws to first, juggled, and then caught barehanded by King, but it's not going to be in time. Safe at first base is Bridget Hall. Boy, Holly King made an acrobatic catch, and I realized that didn't get the out, but I'm not sure. It kind of popped. She stopped it. It was high, and then caught it with a bare hand. Almost got it in time. But Hall beats it out. Here's Kale Ducharme. Designated player. She takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Sun coming out. A little bit stronger today. One ball and no strikes to Ducharme. Lewis with a pitch, ripped in the air toward the right field line, and foul. Looks over there by a few feet. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Crowd is curious but well-behaved today. Good to not have the parkas and the balaclava and what else, whatever else you got. Medium jacket will do today. 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Two strikes now. Carson Thoma is due next for Seneca if Ducharme has a successful at-bat here. Two away in the second inning. Runner remains at first base. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Changeup is high and outside, and the count goes 2-2. I'll take it back to the pitcher. Ready to roll now is Lewis with Hall at first base. The 2-2 offering is swung on, fouled off the handles and out of play. Bulldog baseball and softball teams with 10 wins and one loss between them. It's been a good spring there. Ithaca Weston track team doing well. Girls team finishing third in that tournament over the weekend. This one is high upstairs and 3-2 to the batter. It was a pretty prestigious tournament as well. Lots of teams, I believe 13 or 14 strong. Invite at Cashton. Full count, here's the pitch. Down low, she walked her, and there are two aboard. Ball pushed to second base. Ducharme at first. Carson Thoma will be the batter. For 44, Hank Aaron's number. Runners at 1-2. Lewis do the rubber now. And the pitch, that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Seneca with two runners on without a hit. Runners are back at first and second. And Lewis set to go to work again. The 1-0 offering is down low for a ball. Runners go about halfway and hold. Two balls and no strikes. Lewis gets the ball back, awaits the batter. Looks for the sign from catcher Josie Lau, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Seneca's top of the order due next with Brittany Hies waiting in the wings. Lewis set for the 2-1. That pitch is fouled back. Thoma with a good cut. Makes it two balls and two strikes. Seneca threatening here, but the Bulldogs trying to get out of it with two balls, two strikes, two outs here at the top of the second. Lewis set to go. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got her, and that'll do it for Seneca in the second. Five strikeouts recorded now for Ariana Lewis of the Bulldogs. Seneca with no runs, no hits. There was an error. Two left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Ithaca leading it 3-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
In the bottom of the second inning, Jaden Boland leads off for the Bulldogs, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Paul with a good pitch. Jaden is followed by Brooklyn Dickey, and then the top of the order, Ariana Lewis. 8-9-1 batters for the Bulldogs. Here comes Hall into the motion, and the pitch is high. 1-1. Bulldogs cheering on from the first base dugout. Seneca in the third base dugout here at the softball complex. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. 1-2. Ithaca softball first started. They were on the far corner, the south corner of the football field. A bit of a backstop and no fence. 1-2 offering the pitch, swing and a miss. One up and one down in the inning. And that'll bring up Brooklyn Dickey. First strikeout recorded by Hall. And Brooklyn steps in. Playing the outfield for the Bulldogs today. Here's the pitch. Ripped on the ground towards second. Picked up by Hise. The throw got her. Two away now. Quickly, two up and two down. We go back to the top of the order. And Ariana Lewis will be the hitter. Hit by a pitch last time. She scored a run for the Bulldogs. All set to strike. And he rocks, fires. That one is down low. Ball one. 1-1 and no strikes. The batter. Time called and Lewis back and ready to roll. All from the windup. There's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. First base Chambers reaches out, grabs it. Kind of wind play tricks with it. Great catch there on the sideline, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. Quickly, three outs in the inning. No runs, no hits. No errors, none left on. We go to the third, 3-0 Ithaca, a WRCO, a WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agribuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Brady Hyde leads off the third and takes a strike from Lewis. Ariana facing top of the order for Seneca in the third. Addison Davison and Kylie Staluka are due in the top. And the 0-1 offering is high. One ball and one strike. Brewer baseball coverage underway on WRCE tonight. FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Brewers are having a good start to the season. 1-1 offering. The pitch is outside. 2-1. You can start out April and get some games above 500. You got a fighting chance to stay in it a little while, and who knows. But when you start out like 3-15 or something, your season is pretty well tanked in the first month. There is a strike called on Brittany Hines, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Churio, the fourth player since 1900 to have 4 home runs in 17 games. That guy's got it going on. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of first. Ricochets off the screen and back onto the field. Eyes guarding the plate here in the third inning. Lucy Lau getting the glove in position, and Lewis set to work. The 2-2 is called strike three. There is one away. Already 6 for Ariana Lewis. And Addison Davison will be the batter. She popped out to first base her first time up. Davison ready to work. Here comes Lewis's pitch, ripped in the air, center field, and a base hit. Picked up out there in center field and brought back in. Newkirk brings it to second base. It's a base hit for Davison. And that'll bring up Kylie Staluka. That's the first Seneca hit today. Good, solid single, no question about it. One on, one away for the Royals. Lewis rocks and fires a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. They'll take it back to the pitcher. Davison throwing the bag at first base for Seneca. Here's the pitch. Bounced toward second. Picked up by Boland. Goes to short, covering second, and it's not in time, and it rolls loose. Runner coming to third. Now the runner heading to second as the throw comes in to the pitcher, and Seneca has runners at second and third. Davison at third. Staluka at second. And the hitter will be Kylie Chambers. Seneca with something going here now. Tying run at the plate. A 3-0 ball game. Top of three. Chambers a strikeout victim last time. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Lewis had a good performance against Chambers last time. Chambers, left-handed hitter, has got a good cut. Trying to get around on one. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the batter. Runners back to second and third. And Lewis in motion again. There's the pitch. Changeup popped this way and out of play. Can't keep him here. Some happy fan had a keepsake just for a moment. Still 2 strikes on the batter. Chambers back and ready. Looking in for the signal from Josie Lau. Josie really the quarterback of the team here, giving them signals. Runners at second and third, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a big out for the Bulldogs. Seven strikeouts now for Ariana Lewis, and it's up to Rhea Wallen. Wallen herself, the strikeout victim last time. Seneca is a base hit away from possibly plating two. There's a strike call and a fastball by Lewis, and it is nothing and one. Davison at third, DeLuca at second. Lewis rocks and rolls, and the pitch is taken for strike two. Nothing and two to the batter. Back it heads to the pitcher, and now trying to get out of it here is Lewis with a two-strike offering. The changeup bounced back to the pitcher. They'll go to first base and get her with a bullseye throw over to Holly King, and there are three away. Bulldogs get out of a little bit of a jam in the third inning. No runs. Seneca had a hit. There was a Bulldog error and two left aboard. To the bottom of the third we go. Ithaca leads this softball outing 3-0 here on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Have you checked your fire extinguisher's expiration date lately? Time goes faster than we think. The Richards Insurance Agency encourages you to check the expiration date on your fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. Take a moment to check them and to remind yourself where they are, so if needed, you can find them. Call Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137 or 524-2400 or visit richardsinsure.com.
Holly King leads off the bottom of the third for the Bulldogs. 3-0, Ithaca leads. Bridget Hall is ready. King squares the bunt, brings it back. It's a ball. One ball and no strikes. King, then Josie Lau, and Kaylee Newkirk. 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Bulldogs in the last of the third. Ithaca with 3 runs and 2 base hits today. No runs and a hit for Seneca. The pitch behind the batter, ball 2. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Good softball outing. They've made so many nice improvements to this park. It's really a nice outfield fence now covered with a mesh and lights last year. Here's the pitch. Low. Ball 3. 3 balls and 0 strikes. This Diamond has had one sectional final. The Bulldogs won that. They put in the host and made it there to play on their home field. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. So Hall is on the board with 1, and it is 3-1 now to the hitter. King hit by a pitch and scored a run last time. 3-1 offering is taken for strike 2. Full count now on the batter. Time called. Now the batter is in. Payoff pitch from Hall. And here it is. Inside, ball 4. And the Bulldogs have a leadoff base runner. Chelsea Law will be the batter. That is the first walk given up by Hall. Law singled in a run last time and scored for the Bulldogs. First three batters all reached base back in the first inning and all scored for Ithaca. King at first base. Law is set. All is ready. The batter brings it back. Wild pitch back to the screen, and Holly King is at second base. So a runner in scoring position. 2023 Rodeo Queen, Josie Lau, at the plate. Now there's a sport. She is a four-sport athlete, but rodeo, man, he got to be an athlete for that. Ball is ready. The pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. He'll step out and step back in. Moves up in the batter's box a little bit. Holly King at second. 2-0 pitch from Hall. Here it is. Taken for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. The skies are clouding up a little bit. I know there are some shower chances tonight. Starting to look that way. 2-1 to the batter. Ball fires that one inside, and the runner going to third. Throw there, not in time. Head first slide by Holly King. She's got a stolen base. That is a heartbeat away for the Bulldogs from scoring a run. She's out at third. Three balls and one strike to Josie Lau. All ready to work. Rocks and delivers. That one fouled straight back. Strike two. So the count is full to Josie Lau. Haley Newkirk in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. Trying to have a big third inning. Nobody out. Runner at third. Pull up on the batter. Here comes the pitch, ripped in the air to left field. Left fielder coming on. She's got it. And King will tag, but now not go as the throw comes on from Lenzendorf. She was not playing overly deep in left field and hauls it in for the first out. This is Kaylee Newkirk, who flew out to center field last time, one of the further hit balls of the day for the Bulldogs. And she is in with a chance to score that run at third base. Ball into the motion. There is the pitch, and it's high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Haley in the cleanup spot, and Alyssa Muller due next for the Bulldogs. Got some power this part of the order. Ball is set to go. 1-0 offering. There's the pitch down low. Good stop by Wallen. Holly King was ready to kind of come right down the road right there, but nice play by the catcher. Keeps the runner at third base. 2-0. All ready to roll, and the pitch ripped on the ground. Third base now down the line, and a run will score. Newkirk will round first and hold there, and the Bulldogs lead it 4-0. So Alyssa Muller will be the batter. She tripled in a run last time. Time is called. And now Muller will stand in. Still nobody out. I should say one out. Take that back. I didn't make my mark in my book. But one out. Runner at first. Bulldogs inning continues here in the third. Ball set to work, and the pitch fouled back. Haley Newkirk will have to get back on a foul ball. So a strike on the hitter. Muller, then Maxwell for the Bulldogs. Nothing in one. Runner at first, and Hall set to deliver. The windup and the pitch down low, and Kaylee Newkirk is down to second base as that ball pops loose. Stolen base for the Bulldogs and a runner in scoring position. One ball and one strike on Muller. All looking in for the target. Wallen looking for the dugout. Make pitch count. And from the windup, here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. Two strikes. I've not heard about softball, to be honest, whether the catchers can have electronic equipment in their helmets or not. I know in baseball that was implemented this year, and some coaches and catchers are using it, and some are not. 1-2, the offering from Hall. Hall set to deliver. There's the pitch, and that one is called high. 2-2. Friday night we talked to both Kurt Thompson, coach of Riverdale, and Danny Clary, coach at Ithaca, and neither of them are using the electronic earpiece in the catcher's helmet to be able to communicate. They said some are, but they both felt like maybe it's just about too much for the catcher trying to stay in the game and then listen to somebody in their ear all the time. Pitches outside for a ball, the count is full. So I respect both those guys and the success that they've had that they're at least for the time being not going to use it. Pull up now on Alyssa Muller with a runner at second base, and again, only one away. Bottom of three, all goes back to work. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss, and that's a big out as Hall gets the strikeout. Second strikeout for Bridget Hall. Newkirk remains at second, and J.C. Maxwell will be the batter. J.C. blew out to center field last time. All is ready to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and one. Maxwell with a good cut on that one. All is ready to work. Get an RBI out there, an opportunity for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch, low and back to the screen, and that will allow Newkirk to head to third base, and she is there. So an extra base, we'll see if that makes a difference now, as the runner is a heartbeat away in this third inning. Ball goes back to Hall. Shows the rubber and ready to work. There's the pitch. Popped in the air. High fly to left field. Lenzendorf coming in, and she's got it. Outfielders fighting that wind here today. That'll go as out number three, and the Bulldogs are retired in the third. They score a run, again without a hit. There was an error, and one left on. To the fourth we go. Ithaca, 4, and Seneca, nothing. This is high school softball action. WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCO.com.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Warm-ups continues. We get ready for the fourth. Having a good time here at Ithaca. 4-0. The Bulldogs lead Seneca in area girls softball. We'll have to We'll have to see if we can message that Hess kid down at the Ithaca baseball diamond and get a score down there. That young upstanding Adam Hess, who's doing the PA down there. Here's one fouled back by Ava Syme, and it's nothing and one. She'll be followed by Bridget Hall and Kale Duchamp. Our old buddy Adam Hess, he's probably down there selling something. You never know. Syme looking for her first hit today. Lewis ready for the top of the fourth, and the pitch. That one is high. A ball and a strike to the batter. Nobody on. And ready to go now is Lewis again for the 1-1 offering. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Bulldogs play two against Lafarge on Thursday night. I think the forecast is favorable for that. So if they start the second game about 6:30, it won't be 34 degrees. Here's the pitch. That is a ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Kind of surprised some of these tournaments are played. It's not only because it's so cold, but talked about that with Coach Paul Ebola. A lot of these bats are not guaranteed when it's that cold. Here's a swing and a miss, and there is one away. That's eight strikeouts now for Lewis. So the report from Adam Hess, 3-1, Ithaca, bottom of the third. Good ball game there. That update sponsored by Adam Hess's Fiero dealership. Here's the pitch. That one is called a ball. One ball with no strikes. All reached on an error last time. Lewis looking in for the target. And the pitch is high. 2-0. Ithaca and Seneca in baseball last year had quite the competition. They split during the regular season, and Ithaca got the win in the regional final during that very incredible run to state championship. There is a strike called on the batter, and it's 2-1 on Bridget Hall. Lau getting the target up. The 2-1 offering is bounced foul outside of third. And it's a two-ball and two-strike count. Lewis pitching well, not expecting to be pitching today when the game got ready to start. 2-2 offering, that is called just a little bit low, and the count goes full at 3-2. So back it goes to the pitcher. Bulldog infield is back a couple of steps for the payoff pitch. Here we go. The deal is high and ball four. Bridget Hall takes the base. Kale Ducharme, the batter. That is walk number three given up by Lewis. Runner at first base. And the pitch to Ducharme, it's going to be taken inside, and a hitter bat, it looks like. So that'll be a strike. Nothing in one. Carson Toma, due next here for the Royals at the top of the fourth. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. Two strikes now on the batter. Ithaca at 4-1. It doesn't seem like that should be, maybe that number should be higher, like they should have more games in. But they started off the season slow with some rainouts and purposely had to move some games with some other competitions, extracurriculars. There's a swinging strike by Ducharme, and there are two away. Nine strikeouts now for Lewis, and that'll bring up Carson Toma, the number nine hitter. Ball remains at first base for the Royals. Lewis with a pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one with some good heat there from Ari. She will head back to the rubber and ready herself. 0-1 offering Here's the pitch to Toma. It's down low. That one pops and shoots straight up in the air. It goes back to the screen. That'll allow Hall to second base. So Seneca with a runner in scoring position. Trying to make it count here in the fourth inning. Count is 1-1. Hayes in the top of the order. Do next. Lewis ready, steady, go. There's one fouled back and out of play. Two strikes. Ariana Lewis ahead to the batter where she wants to be. Time is called, and now Toma is in.